Devil protect one that go there to cross the river. Because if it is flooded, then we have to wait. No boat will be plowing on it.
No boat.
So difficulties. But there no roads. Roads are that, but no vehicular traffic. Now traffic has become easy to come from America, come from Europe, come from Australia. If you spend money, you can come within hours. But in those days, they have to take 300. Now in train, if they sit in the evening, night, they are not accepting them early in the morning. In 12 hours, they come here. But in those days, no trains. No trains were there. No cars were there. No buses were there. They never expected also. The future development of science, they never expected. They have to walk. Mahaprabhu has to walk South India up to Kanyakumari. Then he came through Cochin, Pandharpur, and he returned in 2 years. What? 2 years. It's a long distance. In 2 years, he was alone and with one disciple, who was Krishna Das, Kalas. When he was going on the road, he was just raising his hands with ecstasy. He was repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It is not a show, so that others may see him. It is not an enjoyment for others. When they see such a personality from a long distance, this Kaviraj Goswami says, Yamana avatar kahin sun nahi yaar. Krishna prem hai, durdarshane jaar, duradarshan. From a long distance, if you see Mahaprabhu, with his ecstasy, coming, dancing, coming alone. He was not talking to anybody. But from a long distance, people, when they look at him, immediately they become devotees. They follow him. Singing Namam, Mahaprabhu never looks back. But after some time, after walking 1 mile or so, or 2 miles, he sees hundreds of people are following him. Then he says, where are you coming? So he comes to. No, don't come with me. Go home and repeat Nama. That is the instruction. You go home and repeat Nama. And those people go to their villages and sing glories. And they have converted so many people. Because the first sight of Mahaprabhu, see, Mahaprabhu never, it is a blessing because the whole, his body, the spiritual body is dancing. When they look at it, they clear their heart, they purify their heart, and they are being convergent, ecstasy, all. You see, to attain prema, there are steps. First step is adu sraddha. Then sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya, then nibhuti, anartha nibhuti, then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, then abhava, then aprem. It's a ninth step. Now in one gallop, they come to that stage, prema stage. How? It is the special mercy of the Lord, special mercy. He never blesses that when they look at him, it is sufficient. He need not look at these devotees because the personality is such. So he is in Ishvara. Ishvara has the magnet power. It attracts. Whether you look at it willingly or unwillingly, it will attract. The special mercy. That you cannot have. By human beings, we cannot. Even the devotees cannot do that. because he is Lord, Supreme Lord. So whether intentionally, whether he looks at you or not, if you look at it, then your body and the internal function of the body will be completely changed. You are a complete but transformed person. You cannot realize. Yes, you also realize when you see that what I was in my home, now within hour or so, now I am completely changed. Because he is singing. He goes to his village singing, not because Mahaprabhu has asked, but the sight itself attracted him. So he is singing and going to village. And people looking at him, and he is dancing and singing, they are also being attracted. See how Mahaprabhu surcharges these people. And those people, they surcharge. As if has ordered, Mahaprabhu has ordered, you go and repeat Namam. So there you go and repeat Namam. But unfortunately, in South India, we never see it present any symptom of our Prema Bhakti. Because it is generation 400 years back. Now one generation is not 100 years. Less than 100 years. Everything is changing. What we have seen in our younger stage, the world and the people and the atmosphere, now it is changed. After 40 years changing. So Mahaprabhu has gone. So how many generations have about 6 or 7 or 8 generations have gone? Evam Mahatma. Then Arjuna Krishna says, Kalena Mahata. So a long time stays. So due to long time, what I have told, my message to Surya and Surya to Manu, Manu to Paku, and in that parampara, till now as it is not that. It is some pollution has come. So now I will tell that a pure yogam, what I have told to Surya, I will tell you. So, Mahaprabhu has gone. Mahaprabhu gone means jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavat. If dharma glani means people are becoming adharmika, anti-dharma religion they follow, and it is the creator, Bhagavan Krishna is the creator. It is his duty to transform them, to purify those souls. How to purify them? He knows the way. And when Kali Yuga has come, people forgot everything. They are dominated by Kali. Now Mahaprabhu has come and he says, Harirnama, 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 Yuvakevam. Kalau nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva. There is no other way except Harinamam. You have to be Harinamam. You have to be Harinamam. But now, though such a simplest, purest way he has explained, go to Asya, Varamburu. They say, we will remain here. I said, no, we cannot remain here. Because the rooms given by the donors, they have already informed us that we are coming 14 people. So where could we get the accommodation for them? So I say, as you have come for one day, you can stay here, not more than that. But for Rath Yatra, it is impossible. They say because Jagannath comes here, so they think that It will be easy for us to have Jagannath darshan. If we will obey, we may not be able to come. That is not our problem. It is your problem. You must get accommodation here. How come there is no guarantee that you will get accommodation? Because the people, they have already informed us. We are coming on 16th, coming on 15th, and coming on 10th. And they will come and may go away on 20th or 19th or 21st. We have to Bahula, return Ratha. Return Ratha will be on 25th. Again on 25th, many people will go away. Those who come to the first Ratham, they will go away. And the second batch will come. They want to occupy. Now we have to inform them that you can come and stay 1 or 2 days only, not more. Because everybody is anxious to come. So the accommodation is not so. So accommodation, according to accommodation, you will be provided. Not only that, when Jagannath, we cannot ask them to take Jagannath prasadam and go there. Because Jagannath will have no prasadam. From the first day, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. Of course, Jagannath, when he will reach this temple, he can have prasadam. He can have prasadam. But prior to that, now no prasadam. There is prasadam, but people won't go there because Jagannath is not giving darshan now. He will give darshan on the 16th, 15th night, Amavasya. But this year they have announced we cannot be able to provide darshan on that day. Don't be purchase tickets means we will give some to about 100 people, not more than that. Because the time is on 1 hour, you can have them. That 1 hour you have to. And the next day, Jagannath will come. So there is no need for them to purchase tickets. They must sit. They will sit. And the way Jagannath public road is there, Grand Trunk Road. And there are buildings side by side. They will take one place and remain sit there till 12 o'clock, till Jagannath Swami comes there and Jagannath Rath chariot they drag at 3 o'clock. When they drag, if Jagannath comes away, then all the people will come away. Then it is will be vacant. Now the people had a good darshan because on the upstairs they will sit and they will have darshan. He is also coming, Bhaktadas. He may be coming on 14th and 15th. But he will stay somewhere in a lodge. There, very near to your place. He will be taking prasad here, but lodge there. Because for lodging, it is difficult now. In ordinary days, we can provide. Now, he never asks to provide. He has given this marble stone. Well, he gave 2 lakhs to that secretary, ISKCON, Calcutta. But that fellow has a contract with some fellow at Jaipur. And he had paid 84,000 rupees to me. And that fellow could not deliver the article within 1 year. And after reminding, he sent this second and third quality. But he was ordered only for first class. First class, this is not first class. This is third class or fourth class. Provided. So, if you would have given money to us, then we could have engaged somebody and we could have purchased it at Jaipur and brought it personally. Our people will go and take. Then it was very easy to obtain. But nowadays the regulations are many. You must have given an application to the government authorities here. And they will permit. And that permit only will be for 1 month or 1.5 months. If the permit time limit passed, then that will never work. You have to again approach. Without their authority, you cannot bring the stones, and they cannot sell you. While selling also, they cannot sell. Because of these fellows, contractors, they purchase and say, they purchase, but they never, again they sell it to others at a higher price. And regarding your quality, quantity, they say it was on the way. They quite took away the land. Such is the condition. So, all right, it is the will of the Lord. What has to be had? The money also must do some sukritam, punyam. We may do some sukritam, punyam. That our money also should do some sukritam, unless very difficult to utilize it in the service of the Lord.
Can we ask a question? After one's spiritual master leaves, after the guru leaves, then his sannyas disciples, how do they decide when they should give diksha if they should become guru? Guru leaves and he has some sannyas disciples. So how does each individual disciple decide, yes, I should give
diksha? They should do it because the guru has got the responsibility. Because he holds that responsibility that he will bless the disciples. When his guru becomes old, then who will? He only must bless. As long as he survives, he will bless. If not,
but if he leaves,
he must command somebody or request somebody to give him initiation. In that way, you can.
But if he, like Prabhupada,
Prabhupada,
Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he left. He didn't ask anyone to initiate, only Ritvik. So in absence of that, when does an individual sannyasi disciple...
That is why I also put that question to him.
Yeah.
I said, Maharaj, so now first he never gave anybody. I said, you must select one or more than one, because the area is vast, whole area is vast area, so one cannot command it. So you have to take the disciples on whom you have got faith. You have to take such people and entrust the whole burden upon them. Then he say, I'm not, I never believe these fellows. The moment I go, they will go home. Because they have no tradition for sacrifice. Very difficult. What about Bhagavan? Bhagavan was very intelligent. And he had some little faith. That is why several thousand disciples he has created. And when in his Guru Puja, you see, he got 1.5 crores. It is not a simple thing. No other can do that. That Guru Puja. Guru Dakshina, he has received 1.5 crores. The whole amount he spent for Prabhupada. Samadhi Mandir. Spent. But he has committed samasans perhaps at the feet of Guru and Vaishnava. So again, after doing such a service, after doing such a prachar, he has gone to another lady. One lady with two children he left. Now one lady with two children, the same. And he has gone there. Now what will happen about his disciples? Many have come to me when I was at Rajmahal, Visakhapatnam. They have come. Sir, what can we do? I said, wait. From these people, ISKCON people also, to take initiation, re-initiation. I said, it is not an idol, it is not a doll to dance with it or to play with it. It is human life. Very seriously they have to think. The whole life will be ruined. The faith they have got upon a particular person, they cannot create that faith on anybody. But you say that he is out of way, but they never believe it. So what will you do now? It is a problem. And I said, you please wait for some time. Sometime wait and see. She means it is a new problem. Day to day the problem is increasing. Several thousand of France, Italy, and Spain, he has initiated several thousand. If not, how can he obtain 1 crore? 1.5 crores. It is not a joke. But he could not stand long in the bay. Because out of offense, he has to go down. That is why Prabhupada, he had never selected anybody. Never selected. And he said, I will just engage Ritvikas. Ritviks, 11 Ritvikas. As my representative, just like performing yajnam, these Ritvikas. Ritvikas means Adharju, Asadhyo, Hota, Udgata, 4. They sit round 4 sides of this yajna kundam, they perform it. So it's a representative. As Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all these rishis to perform yajna. And representatives of the people, he engages them as ministers, and they will look after them bad. So he need not look after this. His duty and performing yajnas. Only he was always in the service of the Lord. The Lord has given that Sudarshan to protect him. So he was protected by him. Even he was protected by this Durvasa, who wanted to destroy him by sending that kurti and with and sword in hand she came to kill somebody. Immediately the person came and described the kurti and it followed Durvasa. Durvasa ran 14 worlds, went to Brahma and Rudra. Nobody could be able to save him. He went to Vishnu. Vishnu says, I cannot save you. Hare, that Sudarshan is yours. You are the Supreme Lord. Well, if you say so, where can your people go? Yes, I can advise you, but not save you. What is that advice? You go to Ambarisha. That is my advice. If you want to save your life, you should go to Ambarisha. Then he ran to Ambarisha. Ambarisha offered his prayers to the Sudarshan. Sudarshan mildly said that. And he said, I'm waiting for you. Please take food and go. For 1 year I'm not taking food because I have not given food to you. He was fasting and gave prasadam. Then he said, yes, I'm a yogi. I'm a brahmachari. Now today I saw a guruhastha, a sudra, or your what sattva Vaishnavism you possess. I could understand now today. So I could understand the glories of Vaishnava. That is the question. Now, what is to be done? There is no Prabhupada personally standing. Nor a Prabhupada, there was no private secretary. Prabhupada had so many secretaries. They are good people, but they cannot tolerate. They come and they go. First he was the secretary, Shamsundar. And others also became secretaries and were changed. The Prabhupada, not only that, when we went there, Ananda Prabhu went, Ashram Maharaj went, I went, Nityananda Prabhu went, and Vijay Purushottam Prabhu, all of us have gone. Then he said, sir, while preaching, we have to say so many things. By saying so, we may be committing offense and defeat. Amar jivan sada paperatana, our Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami also, at the last moment, he has to ask his disciple to read this. Amar jivan sada paperatana. Parere udvega dvyasi jakatan dvyasi. Because by speaking truth, many of people, they became my enemies. They thought I am their enemy, but I have never harmed anybody. Just while speaking the real truth, they may think so, but actually I have no harm. So now, Maharaj, whether if he had selected anybody, nobody will tolerate it. Same thing will happen. So he knows, but these people, after my demise, they will go home. So without going home, if I engage them in initiation, then number of disciples will be there. So that may have some attraction towards me. So in order to maintain the status quo, they may not go home and do this. This was his idea. So he has done that. Anyhow, many have gone. Old order changes. That generation has gone. The disciples of Prabhupada cannot command respect from the disciples of the present Guru. The same gurus, though they were not asked by Prabhupada to give initiation. They are giving initiation. Now, those who were ordered by Prabhupada to do Ritika's duty, and many of them, they have gone out of Tibet. And so new gurus have come. But new gurus also have no respect towards their guru brothers, their guru brothers. So how do you expect that from their disciples? Now first stage has gone. Second stage. The second stage, people, so many gurus, about 70 gurus are there. 80 gurus. Even gurastas also are doing gurus. Everybody is king. And they have to accept him, the governing body, because he is a member of the governing body. Then if he says, I want to give initiation. Because they are unauthorized people are allowing me. You are allowing so many, why should I not? I will give initiation. Now it has become terminal. It is very difficult to refine. So now the king is one who has got power to command. He must